Just ponder this. How does it happen that we poor Christians nourish and enrich such an idle and lazy people, such a useless, evil, pernicious people, such blasphemous enemies of God, receiving nothing in return but their curses and defamation, and every misfortune they may inflict on us or wish us? Indeed, we are as blind and unfeeling clods in this respect as are the Jews in their unbelief, to suffer such great tyranny from these vicious weaklings, and not perceive that they are our mad tyrants, and that we are their captives and subjects. Meanwhile, they wail and pretend that they are our captives, and at the same time mock us, as though we had to take this abuse from them. And if the authorities are reluctant to use force and restrain the Jews' demonic wantonness, then the Jews should be expelled from the country. They should be told to go elsewhere, where they may lie, curse, blaspheme, defame, murder, steal, rob, mock, and indulge in all those infamous abominations that they practice among us, and leave us and our government, our country, our life, and our property. Much more, leave our Lord the Messiah, our faith, and our church, undefiled and uncontaminated with their devilish tyranny and malice. Any privileges that they may ask for won't help them. No one can grant privileges for practicing such abominations. These abominations cancel and abrogate all privileges. If you pastors and preachers have followed my example and have faithfully issued such warnings to your churches, but the authorities still won't do anything about it, then let's follow the advice of Christ in Matthew 10:14 and shake the dust from our shoes and say, "We are innocent of your blood." I suppose the authorities might wish to show mercy to the Jews, the bloodthirsty enemies of our Christian and human name, in order to earn heavenly rewards thereby. But that the Jews enmesh us, harass us, torment and distress us Christians in every way with their satanic and detestable deeds, this the authorities want us to tolerate, and they want us to think it's a good Christian deed to tolerate this, especially if there is any money involved for them, which Jews have filched and stolen from us. What are we Christians to do meanwhile? In the first place, we must believe that our Lord Jesus Christ is truthful when he declares of Jews who did not accept but crucified him, "You are a race of vipers and children of the devil." Our authorities and all those who wish mercy on the Jews must at least have to let us believe our Lord Jesus Christ, who I'm sure has more intimate knowledge of all hearts than these compassionate saints. He knows that these Jews are a brood of vipers and children of the devil, that is, people who will accord us the same benefits as does their father, the devil. And by now we Christians should have learned it from Scripture as well as experience. I have read and heard many records about the Jews that confirm this judgment of Christ, namely, how they have poisoned wells, made assassinations, and kidnapped children. There are many such stories. For their kidnapping of children, they have often been burned at the stake or banished. It all coincides with the judgment of Christ, which declares that they are venomous, bitter, vindictive, tricky serpents, assassins and children of the devil, who sting and work harm stealthily wherever they cannot do it openly. For this reason, I would like to see them where there are no Christians. The Turks and other heathens don't tolerate what we Christians are willing to endure from these venomous serpents and demons. Nor do the Jews treat any others as they do us Christians. Next to the devil himself, a Christian has no more bitter an enemy than the Jew. There is no other race to whom we accord as many benefits, and yet from whom we suffer as much as we do from these base children of Satan, this brood of vipers. I wish to give these Jews sincerely to whoever still feels the desire to protect them, so that whoever does so will be fleeced by them, robbed, plundered, defamed, vilified, and cursed by them, and to suffer every evil at their hands. And if that's not enough, let he who protects the Jews stuff them into his own mouth. He who protects the Jews should crawl into their buttocks and worship inside there, since they think the Jews are such a holy object. Then let this protector of Jews boast of his so-called mercy. Let him be proud that he has strengthened Satan and Satan's children for blaspheming our dear Lord and the precious blood with which we Christians are redeemed. Let this protector of Jews think he is the perfect Christian, filled with mercy. Christ will repay him on the day of judgment, together with the Jews in the eternal fire of hell.